Today's scripture reading is from Psalm 25, verse 1 to 22.
今日读经的经文是来自诗篇第25篇1到22节。
We will read this responsively, first in English, then in Cantonese.
我们会回应方式的读，首先是用英文，再用广东话。
Verse 1. O Lord, I give my life to you. No one who trusts in you will ever be disgraced, but disgrace comes to those who try to deceive others. Lead me by your truth and teach me, for you are the God who saves me. All day long I put my hope in you. Do not remember the rebellious sins of my youth. Remember me in the light of your unfailing love, for you are merciful, O Lord. He leads the humble in doing right, teaching them his way. For the honor of your name, O Lord, forgive my many, many sins. They will live in prosperity, and their children will inherit the land. My eyes are always on the Lord, for he rescues me from the traps of my enemies. My problems go from bad to worse. Oh, save me from them all. See how many enemies I have and how viciously they hate me. May integrity and honesty protect me, for I put my hope in you.
诗篇第二十五篇第一节，耶和华啊，我的心仰望你。凡等候你的必不羞愧，唯有那无故行奸诈的必要羞愧。求你以你的真理引导我，教训我，因为你是我救我的神，我终日等候你。求你不要纪念我幼年的罪愆和我的过犯，耶和华啊，求你因你的恩惠，按你的慈爱纪念我。他必按公平引导谦卑人，将他的道教训他们。耶和华啊，求你因你的名赦免我的罪，因为我的罪重大。他必然安然居住，他的后裔必承受地土。我的眼目时常仰望耶和华，因为他必将我的脚从网里拉出来。我心里的愁苦甚多，求你救我脱离我的祸患。求你擦亮我的仇敌，因为他们人多， 并且痛痛的恨我。愿纯全正直保守我，因为我等候你。
May God bless the readers and hearers of his words.
愿神祝福读和听他话语的人。
Today's message is given by Reverend Wilson Chang. The title is Guidance.
今天程牧师所讲的专题题目是大卫祈求引导的祷告。
Let us pray.
我们一起低头祈祷。
Lord, help us to put aside anything that's troubling us this time and focus in on you.
神啊，将烦扰我哋嘅事情摆埋一边，帮助我哋集中于你。
We thank you for the truths of your word which comfort us and exhort us.
神啊，多谢你嘅话语嚟到去安慰我哋，去激励我哋。
You know what we need today, whether it be a pat on the back or a warning to us.
神啊，你知道我哋今日所需要嘅。可能是需要一些鼓励，或者是需要一些警惕。
So help us this morning by the power of your Holy Spirit and the truth of your word to guide us to you.
神啊，愿今天圣灵同埋你嘅真理嚟到去引领我哋。
And we ask that in the precious name of Jesus, Amen.
我哋奉耶稣基督名求，阿门。
Well, last time if you were with us, we saw that guidance is not something God gives you, it's something that God does for you.
如果你上个星期同我哋一起嘅时候呢，我哋讲到神嘅引导唔係话係一啲嘢神俾我哋，而係神去做咗嘅嘢。
So you'll be frustrated if you turn the pages of the scriptures and because it doesn't talk much about how to get guidance.
咁所以呢，如果你呢打开本圣经睇呢，圣经里面冇讲到呢好多话我哋点样嘅可以得到神嘅引导。如果你咁揾嘅时候，你会觉得好似好沮丧。
But the scriptures talk about the kind of person who's guided.
但喺圣经里边咧，常常讲到被神引导嘅人，佢哋系一啲咩嘅人
？And it's one of the reasons why, in some ways, until the last few decades, Christians didn't even come to the Bible and look for guidance.
所以咧係係一直以嚟基督徒係最近嘅幾十年，但係一直以嚟咧基督徒都唔會去到聖經嗰度咧嚟到去揾咧，就話係要揾引導神嘅引導呢一個嘅題目。
Of course, they wanted to be led in the Lord's ways of living, but there was no category for it. They didn't seek guidance like, who do I marry? What job do I take?
咁冇錯，我哋都希望咧係我哋都尋求神嘅引領我哋嘅。但是在圣经里面没有有一个的部分去讲到就说我们在圣经里面怎样去找呢，去神 去引导我们，我们应该去跟哪个人结婚啊，做些什么事。
But obviously in the last couple of decades, you know, as in year 2022, we do. And now we have to discern. We have to be informed in a proper way, biblically, of what the scriptures speak about guidance.
但喺過去嘅幾十年裏面咧，似乎咧引導呢一個嘅題目咧，就常常會講到，所以咧好重要嘅就我哋要去分辨到咧，究竟聖經裏面所講到引導嘅時候係咩嘢。
And so there are four things in Psalm 25, our text, that tells us that that have to be true for you if you want to be a person who receives the guidance of God.
所以当我们在诗篇第25篇里面嘅时候，我哋睇到有四样嘅嘢，经文里面讲到俾我哋听。我哋需要去明白嘅就系，当我哋咧要知道乜嘢叫系喺神嗰度，我哋得着神嗰个嘅引导。
And if you have a good memory, we already mentioned last week that you have to be a person who knows the truth of God inside out.
咁如果你记得嘅时候咧，我哋上次其中讲到一样嘅就话到咧，我哋需要咧系清楚去认识神嘅真理，认识神。
George, if you could shine up verse 4 again.It's very clear there. I'll read it in the NIV. Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me. For you are God, my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long.
咁如果你睇過嘅話咧，上次我哋喺第四節嗰度咧睇過，佢呢度話耶和華，求你將你嘅道指示我，將你嘅路去教訓我。
As we said last time, you have to be saturated in God's revealed way first.
咁即係話。即是说呢，首先我们要将神向我们所显示的那些道理呢，我们要被神的这个真理呢来到去渗透。
We kind of reverse things. We do things backwards. We ask first God's planned will. We want to know God's planned will. You know, what's up for me as I step forward in life? What's God's planned will for my life ahead? We ask that first, but that shouldn't be.
咁但好多时呢，我们呢就调转来做。我哋好多时想要问嘅咧，就话神啊，你喺我嘅生命里边系计划咗啲乜嘢嘢咧
？Because if you study Psalm 25 and other passages in the scriptures, the psalmist does not ask first that God show him who to marry or what career path do I take？
因为咧，如果你睇诗篇好多嘅诗篇嘅时候，你睇见诗人佢所讲咧，佢好多时咧问神嘅咧就唔系话啊神啊，我要系同边个人结婚，或者我要做一份咩嘅工作。
No, God's revealed will comes first. His revealed will is in the Word of God, the law of God.
咁但系咧，好多时我哋睇见就话咧，系佢讲到嘅就话咧，神啊，你俾我睇见，你话我，你向我显示嘅你嘅旨意系乜嘢嘢？呢个就系神嘅话语，或者系神嘅律法。
By the way, more often than not, when you see that term "law of God," as Jesus explains very clearly in the New Testament. That means what? He's referring to the Old Testament in its entirety, his Bible.
咁好多时咧，当耶稣佢喺新约里边讲到神嘅律法嘅时候咧，佢系指到咧就喺旧约里边神向当时嘅人所讲嘅说话。
Now, by way of review, we also saw in verse 9, the psalmist says God guides the humble.
咁咧喺第九节嗰度咧，我哋都睇见咧神咧系去引导嗰啲谦卑人。
And so that's the second thing that you saw that from the text that you need to be guided by God.
咁喺呢度亦都系喺经文里边我哋睇见嘅第二样嘢，我哋上次提到嘅就话，我哋点样嚟到被神去引导一个谦卑嘅，就系一个谦卑嘅人。
Verse 9 is one of those texts of the scriptures that it's a bit difficult to translate.
有时第九节咧，亦都系咧，好似好难咧嚟到去翻译出嚟嘅。
But here, humble means teachable.
喺呢度讲到谦卑人嘅意思咧，即系话咧系一个受教嘅人。
Humble means compliant.
谦卑呢个人，佢翻译出嚟咧，即系话咧佢系愿意去服从嘅。
Or simply put, obedient.
或者系顺服嘅。
It doesn't mean a person of low self-esteem. It does not mean that.
当佢讲到谦卑人嘅时候，佢唔系话到呢一个人咧，佢有一个嘅自我嘅是一个很低的自我的价值。
Verse 9 is not talking about your attitude toward yourself.
在第九节那里，他不是讲到是 你对你自己那个是有一个什么的态度。
It's talking about a person who listens to the Lord and obeys him.
在第九节那里，他讲到谦卑人的时候，他就说这个人呢，他是听神的话和去信服神。
And as we saw last time, those two things need to be together if you want to be a person guided by God.
咁呢个就系我哋上次讲到嘅两样嘢，就系话到如果我哋想要系被神引导嘅两样嘢，需要知道嘅。
Now I have on slide 2 for you a kind of a summary of David's prayer for guidance.
咁咧，第二个slide 嗰度咧就系一个嘅总结，就系大卫佢嗰个祷告。
As you see up there, O Lord, grant us an experience of your presence in guiding and directing us.
他一路讲到话，主啊，俾我哋能够有一个嘅经验嚟到体会到你系点样嘅去引领、指导我哋，你同我哋嘅同在。
We ask that you would train our faculties.
他喺呢度佢话到咧，愿你咧开我哋嘅心跳，叫我哋能够通达。
Lord, that you would humble our hearts.
以致我哋嘅心能够谦卑落嚟。
Console and show us you truly are the guide.
你都去安慰人，指令我哋，俾我哋睇见你系我哋真正嘅引导者。
And then to close your simple prayer, you can sing, "Guide me, O Thou Great Jehovah."
喺度讲到佢话去引领我哋耶和华。
Pilgrim, through this barren land.
当我哋去经历过经过呢一个荒芜嘅地。
We're weak, but you are mighty.
我哋系软弱嘅，但系你系刚强。
Hold us with your powerful hand.
以你满有能力嘅手嚟到去捉住我哋。
That's Psalm 25. That's a prayer. David is praying. David is praying, praying to the Lord for guidance.
呢个就系大卫喺第二十五章里边嗰个二十五篇里边嗰个嘅祷告。
Now you might recall what training our faculty is referring to. I probably need to remind you of that.
我谂咧，上次我哋讲过话乜嘢咧，叫我哋嘅心跳集练得通达。
And some of you know, but the word faculties mean your ability to perceive.
咁当讲到 faculty 呢个字，就系讲到佢话我哋嘅心跳，即系话咧我心窍，即系话咧我哋可以有嘅能力嚟到去明白，去知道。
You have to understand properly what is wise, what is foolish。
你能够可以好清楚嘅嚟到，好正确嘅嚟到去明白到乜嘢系有智慧，乜嘢系愚昧。
Training our faculties referring to being able to discern the good.Versus the bad.
佢话咧，我哋要我哋嘅心窍嚟到去集变通达嘅时候，以致我哋能够分辨乜嘢系好，乜嘢系歹。
And the person who gets guided is the person who, over a long period of time, has diligently learned from the Word of God.
一个被神引导嘅人系佢经过一个好长嘅时间嚟到去学习神嘅话语。
That's what it means to be saturated in the Word.
咁亦都即系话咧，佢嘅生命系被神嘅话语嚟到去渗透嘅。
Because the follower of God now has their faculties now make distinctions that can be wise。
咁即系话一个跟随神嘅人咧，佢嘅心窍系可以能够去分辨到乜嘢系有智慧。
Now notice that David turns our attention to the greatness of God in the psalm。
喺呢度，大卫佢讲到神嗰个嘅伟大。
Right, he says the Lord is good and upright, therefore he instructs, guides, and teaches.
佢话到神系良善正直嘅。
As in verse 7, he instructs sinners, those who have gone their rebellious way.
佢亦都讲到佢话咧，神咧系去指引嗰啲罪人走正路。
In other words, he guides people who strayed away from God back to God's way of life.
佢咁即系话咧，佢指示有啲人咧去离开咗神嗰条路嘅，去翻去神嗰度。
So what about us today? How do we know God's will?
咁今日我哋点样可以知道神嘅心意咧
？Because that's what we ask, right? We want to know how am I going to make my decisions in life?
因为今日我哋好多时都会问啊，我点样嘅喺我嘅人生里边咧，我哋去做一啲嘅决定。
Well, as you'll see on slide 4, there are two more things.That I didn't mention last time because we're out of time. Two more things concerning discernment of God's will for us in the text.
咁咧，我哋上次讲咗两样，咁今次咧我讲到仲有系两样嚟到去讲到我哋点样嘅能够可以去能够分辨到神嗰个嘅指引导咧。
The key verse for the two more things is verse 10. It says, as you see on the screen on slide 4, all the ways of the Lord are loving and faithful for those who keep the demands of His covenant.
咁其中一樣嘢就喺第十節嗰度，第十節講凡遵守他的約和他法度的人，耶和華都以慈愛誠實待他。
Well, he's basically saying what Paul says in Romans 8:28.
咁喺呢度就好似等於保羅佢喺羅馬書第八章嗰度所講嘅。
All things, not just some things, all things work together for good to them that love God.
在罗马书那里他讲到他说我们晓得万事都互相效力叫爱神的人得益处。
So what is being said there is this.
那他所讲的就是说
Don't have a tiny narrow view of God by thinking that somehow God's plan for you requires you to do four or five things if you want to go the right way.
那就是说我们不要对神有一个很狭窄的观念的看法就是说到如果咧喺神点样去将佢嘅计划俾我哋知道，我哋想做嘅嘢咧就系我哋要做呢啲乜嘢？你做边几样嘢？边几样嘢？边几样嘢
？You see, the average person tends to think like this: You have to marry the right person. You have to get on the right career track. You have to go to the right school.
哋好好容易咧，我哋個諗法咧就會係話啦，我哋要同一個咧正確嘅人嚟到去結婚，我哋咧要選擇嗰一份正確嘅事業，然後咧我哋咧就要去，或者我哋要去入到一間正確嘅學校。
But Lord, what if I go a wrong way? What if I decide incorrectly?
咁但係我哋就會問啦，哦，咁神啊，如果我做咗我錯誤嘅決定，做咗一啲嘅錯嘅嘢
，What if I married the wrong person?
或者我同一個錯誤嘅人結咗婚
？What if I have gone to the wrong school?
或者我入咗一間唔啱嘅學校，錯嘅學校
？What if you do something and you realize you've missed it?
或者你做咗啲嘢，你發覺啊，你係做錯咗嘅。
What if you miss the person you're supposed to marry?
或者咧，你錯過咗同一個你應該同佢結婚嘅人結婚。
You see, a lot of people think like that. They feel like God's plan is a little bit like a subway ride. You know, you miss the connection and you're lost.
咁咧，有好多人咧去谂咧，神嗰个嘅计划咧就系咧，好似你搭地铁咁样，你如果你错失咗个班车咧，你就好似咧就去唔到啦。
Right, I got on the F train. I'm supposed to switch to the 1, 2, and 3. I messed up. I went the wrong way. Went the wrong direction.
咁咧，如果你搭错咗车或者系走咗嗰架车嘅时候咧，你就可能咧去错咗地方啦。
I must be on plan B now.
咁如果系咁嘅时候咧，可能我就去咗咧系神嘅 B 计划啦。
No, you're forgetting Psalm 25 verse 10. It says, all the ways of the Lord. That means everything. Everything you do, even your mistakes, everything that happens to you.
但喺第十
What does it say?
但喺十节嗰度咧，佢讲到咧，神喺佢嘅工作里边所有嘅嘢。
Does it say not pleasant? No, it doesn't say that.
神佢冇讲到一啲其他。
Now don't get me wrong. If you make mistakes, if you do stupid things, there's consequences. There's consequences in your life.
唔好误会我所讲嘅嘢。当我哋做咗一啲愚蠢嘅事嘅时候，冇错，我哋要面对呢一啲喺我哋生命里边要面对呢啲嘅结果。
You do stupid things, mistakes, there'll be brokenness. There will.
当我哋做咗一啲愚蠢嘅决定、一啲愚蠢嘅事嘅时候，喺当中系会有破碎嘅事发生。
You will experience unpleasant things.
咁会有一啲系令我哋系唔开心嘅嘢。
But look at verse 10 of Psalm 25. All the ways of the Lord, all the ways, including your mistakes, are loving and faithful for those who keep the demands of his covenant.
但喺第十節高，佢講到佢話咩？佢話凡遵守佢嘅約同佢法度嘅人，佢話耶和華都以慈愛誠實去待佢。
What that means is this: Look at Jacob in the Old Testament.
我哋可以睇下喺舊約嘅亞各。
Right? What a character! He sins against Isaac. He sins against Esau. He lies. He cheats.
佢講大話，佢欺騙以撒，佢亦都欺騙以掃。
There are consequences, right? He has to leave his home.
咁佢面對到一啲嘅結果就係佢要離開佢嘅屋企。
And if you don't have to be a scholar to know, he has a crummy life. If you read the narrative, he has a crummy life.
咁你可以睇見嘅就話佢嘅生活係佢嘅生命咧係好艱難啊。
There are all sorts of problems that come into his life because of his deception.
因為佢欺騙人，佢做呢啲嘅嘢喺佢嘅生命裏邊，佢經歷到好多嘅問題。
Yet when he's out there, far away in exile, what happens? He meets the love of his life, Rachel.
咁冇錯，佢好似咧要離開佢嘅家鄉，好似被放逐出去，但就喺嗰度，佢遇見佢所生命所愛嘅太太。
I want you to think,
拉結
take time to think, who comes from the line of Rachel?
咁喺呢度喺佢嘅後裔裏邊嚟咗邊一個？係有邊一個咧
？And Jacob, the Messiah.Is that plan B? Think about it. Is that plan B?
咁你見喺佢嘅後代裏邊出嚟嘅就係一個尼賽亞。咁呢個會唔會係 B 計劃咧
？Does that mean it's all right to sin? No, of course not.
咁但係咁講嘅時候，係咪就話如果我哋犯罪係冇問題咧
？The sin hurts him the rest of his life. Jacob, he's hurt by it.
當然啦，唔係話我哋犯罪冇問題。你睇見喺亞各嘅生平裏邊都係佢嘅罪傷害咗佢嘅生命。
But does that mean the Messiah is Plan B of God, not Plan A？
咁但係咁講嘅時候，呢個尼賽亞嘅來到係咪就係神嘅 B 計劃，而唔係佢嘅 A 計劃咧
？Think if he did the right thing, do you think then Jesus Christ came out he came out on the wrong thing, what happens if he did the right thing then?
咁如果佢亞各係做咗事係啱嘅時候，咁耶穌基督嘅嚟到又會係點咧
？Come on, you're logical people, you're rational people, you have reason, right?
咁如果我哋用我哋嘅邏輯同埋理性去諗嘅時候
，What if you married the wrong person？
如果我哋同一個錯誤嘅人結婚
，Does that mean you have all the wrong children？
咁你所出嚟嘅細路仔係咪全部都係錯誤嘅咧
？Are their lives all messed up now？
咁係咪你啲細路仔嘅生命都會一塌糊塗咧
？They shouldn't even be here if that's the case。
咁係咪佢哋唔應該喺呢個世界上邊咧
？No， Psalm 25 verse 10 says all the ways。All the ways of the Lord, even your stupid mistakes, all the ways are loving and faithful for those who submit to God's covenant.
但是在这里他讲到就是耶和华是以慈爱诚实来到去待那些人的。凡是呢是遵守他的约和去法度的人。虽然可能我们会做一些。
You need to relax. You need to relax in the Lord. You can't mess up your life. It's impossible.
在这里他说，就是如果我们在神那里的话，我们不会令到我们的生命一塌糊涂，是不可能的。
God is almighty. He's too great to mess up.
因为神是满有大能的，他不会做错事。
Do you really think God's looking down at him and saying, what, you know, what do I do next? Look at this person. He messed up. She messed up. What do I do next? No, he does not do that.
神不会在天上看下来，看着这个人，你看看他搞到一塌糊涂。咁應該而家我要點樣搞掂佢咧
？You have to relax, trust the Lord, right?
我哋需要放鬆，我哋需要去信靠神。
You have to say if your faculties, again, that's understanding properly the Word of God. If your faculties are really in good shape, you're going to make good decisions.
咁喺呢度我哋可以話咧，如果我哋係喺神裏邊，我哋嘅心跳係雜念通達，我哋明白神嘅時候。我哋可以做到一啲好嘅決定。
If your faculties, again, it's your ability to perceive good versus bad, wisdom versus folly. If your faculties are still immature, you may not make good decisions.
但係如果我哋係唔成熟嘅時候，我哋就會唔能夠做到一啲好嘅決定。
But nevertheless, you can relax and not worry because the Lord is King.
但是不管如何，我们是怎样样，我们都可以放松的，不需要担心，因为我们的神是王。
He rules over all things.
他掌管万有。
He is the sovereign one.
他是满有主权的。
Psalm 25, verse 14 in the NIV says, The Lord confides in those who fear him. He makes his covenant known to them.
第十四節詩篇第廿五章第十四節嗰度，佢話耶和華與敬畏佢嘅人親密，他必將自己嘅約指示他們。
George, if you could shine up verse 14, if you haven't already. Again, that's a pretty good translation that you have too in the New Living Translation. But literally, in Hebrew, it says, "The secret of the Lord is with them that fear Him."
咁咧喺呢度我哋睇到嘅呢一个嘅译本已经译得很好好噶啦，但系咧喺希伯来文佢讲到嘅咧，佢就话到咧，佢话系神嘅一啲嘅内心嘅中国一啲嘅秘密咧，系会同嗰啲咧系敬畏佢嘅人。
Secret means inner counsel of the living God。
喺呢度佢讲呢个嘅讲到呢个 secret 呢个字嘅时候，佢其实系讲到咧系话神系对人内心嘅忠告嘅意思。
And what the psalmist in Psalm 25, verse 14, is referring to when he says the inner counsel of God, he means that if you're willing to commune with God regularly,
他在这里讲到就话，如果我哋系愿意嘅，去经常嘅同神系有呢个沟通嘅时候
，like the psalmist does in Psalm 63, which we'll look at in a moment, you'll draw near to God.
就好似诗人喺六十三篇诗篇六十三篇嗰度讲，佢话咧咁嘅时候咧。我们就可以跟神来到去亲近。
You will sense God's presence.
你可以经验到神那个的同在。
And God's going to tell you some of his secrets.
咁神咧就会将佢一啲嘅密嘅话咧去话俾你听。
So we have to look at now what that means. What does communing with God, seeking his presence mean, right?
咁咧，咁我哋而家去睇下咧，就乜嘢叫做咧去同神来到去沟通。
Well, as you'll see on slide 5, what is worship? What is worth-ship, right? That's where we get the word, English word worship. Worth, W-O-R-T-H, worth-ship.
我们现在看一个字, worth-ship 这个字, 其实这个字就是我们说敬拜的字走出来。
What is that?
这个字是什么意思呢?
Well, it's what we do when we seek God's presence corporately, like today, or individually, during the week.
敬拜的意思就是当我们来到去个人或者是集体的来到去寻求神那个的同在。
It's seeing by faith that God is worthy.
是在我们去看见神那个的价值。
That's why we give him all that we give him. We give him our all, right? He's worthy of it.
然后我们就将神所当得的，我们来到去回应，去俾神。
Let me ask you, what does it mean to treasure something?
我想问下大家，什么叫去宝贝或者去宝贵一啲看重一啲嘅嘢咧？
You know, right? The scriptures tell us, Luke 2:19, Mary. It says Mary treasured up these words from the Lord in her heart.
当我哋睇 treasure 呢个字嘅时候咧，佢喺度佢亦都有讲过咧，佢就系话咧。 在路加福音2:19,
On slide 6, I have Job 23:12. I treasure your words more than my daily bread. That's kind of a paraphrase there.
或者在約伯記那裡,他曾經約伯說過,他說,我看重你心中的言語,過於我所需用的飲食。
So what does it mean? What does it mean to treasure something?
什么叫做是存在心里面或者是看重呢?
What is the value? You're mulling it over. What's the value of this?
即是说在这里去思量,在看,究竟这件事的价值是有多少呢?
That's why over and over and over again, the Psalms, it doesn't just say, the Lord is my strong of my life. It doesn't stop there. It says, of whom shall I be afraid?
咁喺呢度，所以咧，我哋喺詩篇裏邊咧，我哋重複重複嘅常常都會睇到咧，詩人去講佢話，耶和華係我性命嘅保障。佢唔單止講佢話，佢仲講佢話，我還懼誰咧
？Again, Psalms is Hebrew poetry, right? It's a couplet, right? It goes together. The Lord is the strong in my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? You see that? It's one and two together.
你喺度睇見咧，佢係一樣講完，然後跟住第二樣嘅，佢話。 又話係我性命嘅保障嘅時候，佢跟住就話：咁我仲懼怕誰咧？
That's adoration. Adoration doesn't just say, "Oh, you're strong, Lord. You're strong."
呢個就係一個嘅敬拜喺當中，佢唔係淨係話到啊神啊，你係滿有能力。
No, adoration and praise. When you praise the Lord, when you worship Him, you say, "You're strong, Lord. So why am I afraid?"
所以咧喺呢個敬拜裏邊，你淨係咧唔係淨係講啊神啊，你好滿有能力。 而是你還說,那我還怕什麼呢?
Adoration is, you're wise, Lord, why am I mad at you then?
那個對神的敬拜就是什麼? 他說,神啊,你是滿有智慧的,那我為什麼還要生氣呢?
Lord, you're merciful, so why do I feel so guilty?
那神啊,如果你是滿有這個憐憫的時候,那為什麼我還要感覺到有一個內疚呢?
Worship, adoration, praise is valuing, you're valuing, assessing.
当我们来到去敬拜神的时候，即系话咧，我睇见喺当中神嗰个嘅价值，我哋喺当中嚟到去评估。Imagine
you had a vase, you know, maybe it's pretty old, long time ago that your grandmother gave you.
去想象你有一个嘅花瓶，咁呢个花瓶咧就系好耐好耐之前咧你嘅祖母俾你嘅。
And your grandma never told you about it, but it's very nice, beautiful, and your school age daughter likes it. You put it in her room.
咁咧，你知道咧，佢係好靚嘅。咁你咧讀緊小學嗰個女咧，好中意佢。咁你就擺咗喺佢個房啦。But
like all young children, you know, they kind of like, you know, run around a lot and are active, and they might knock it over and it falls down a lot.
咁咧，少女好中意走嚟走去啦。咁嗰個花瓶擺喺度嘅時候，當然好多時咧，就可能咧會被困跌啊，又即係整跌啊咁樣啦。And
so you have a friend over, and so happens he or she. Enters your daughter's room and looks, you know, looking around the house and says, hey, that, you know that vase is worth $3 million.
咁咧，想象你有一日有个朋友咁啊，去到你屋企，啱啱入到你个女嘅房，咁啊见到呢个花瓶，咁然后佢话，咦，你呢个花瓶啊，值300万噶喎。
You know what you're gonna do? You're going to move the vase out of the daughter's room. That's what you're going to do.
咁你个反应会系点啊？当你听到咁嘅时候，咁你梗系会将呢个花瓶唔再摆喺你个女个房啦，系咪
？The vase not going to be there anymore because you know its value. You know it now. You know its value.
点解你唔会再将嗰个花瓶摆喺你个女房啊？因为你知道呢个花瓶嗰个价值系咁重嘅时候，你好重视、好珍惜佢。
And therefore, you're going to treat it differently.
咁你就會用一個好唔同嘅方法嚟到去對待呢個花瓶。
And it's because somebody appraised it。
咁喺呢度就係講到啊，你去評估再評估佢個價。
And now you're aware of how valuable it is。
咁然後咧，你就去醒覺到咧，哦，原來係咁有價值嘅。
So as you see on slide 7, the second thing you do in praise is to appraise, evaluate.
咁喺度讲第二样嘢，当我哋喺敬拜赞美神嘅时候，就系咩？我哋喺度咧系去评价，去睇到嗰个嘅价值。
By the way, you should do this in your devotional time too. If this is true, this is how you appraise. How should I be living?
咁呢个咧喺你每日喺你嘅灵修里边咧，你要去咁样做。你问到就话到，如果呢个系真实嘅时候，我应该点样嘅嚟到去过我嘅生活咧
？What does this knowing about God?Do for me.
当认识神嘅时候，对你嚟讲有咩意思咧
？What does it mean? Who I am?
咁嘅时候，对我嚟讲，我又系咩意思咧
？I am precious to the Lord. I am a child of the King.
咁我系边个啊？原来我就系神，或者我系呢一个王嘅儿女。
What will that do to your feelings then?
咁如果你認識神係認識到神嗰個價值嘅時候，對你嚟講又會對你嘅感覺有幾多嘅影響咧
？Am I living in accord with the value of what I have as a Christian？
咁你今日所過嘅生活會唔會係同你係一個基督徒你有嘅嗰個價值嗰、那個生活你嘅生活同你有嘅嗰個價值係相配合咧
？That's the second part of praise and adoration。
咁呢一個就係喺你嘅敬拜裏邊，你有嘅呢個第二樣嘢，你要知道嘅就係喺當中你睇到嗰個價值。
It requires you to slow down, think about it, value it, assess it。
就係話到咧，你會慢落嚟，你嚟到去睇到嗰個價值，去評估嗰個價值。
As you see on slide 8, thirdly, there's expression, which is articulating, declaring the glories of God。
咁喺第三樣嘢，當我哋喺一個嘅讚美敬拜邊，有第三樣嘢我哋睇嘅就係我哋嗰個嘅表達。
See, if you're familiar with that famous Psalm, Psalm 63, I've preached on that before. Psalm 63 doesn't just tell you about the interior stance of the worshipper.
咁喺呢度咧，佢就係講到我哋點樣嘅嚟到宣告神、宣講神嘅榮耀。咁喺第63篇嗰度咧，佢就講到敬拜唔單止淨係內裏邊，而係我哋點樣表達出嚟。
Especially in verses 4 and 5 of Psalm 63, there's an outward appearance.Right, that's displayed there, verse 4. In your name, I will lift up my hands.
咁喺第六十三章第四节嗰度咧，你会睇见咧，佢话喺，佢话我要奉你嘅名嚟到去举手。
And Psalm 63, verse 5 says, "With singing lips, my mouth will praise you."
佢话咧，喺第五节嗰度咧，佢讲到咧，我要以欢乐嘅嘴唇嚟到去赞美你。
Okay, that's on slide 8 again. Do you see it? I lift up my hands and my lips will praise you. What's happening?
咁喺呢度讲到，当我举手奉你嘅名去举手，同埋我用我欢乐嘅嘴唇嚟赞美你嘅意思嘅时候，系咩？系发生紧啲咩事咧
？Back then in the Hebrew culture, lifting up hands was praying. When you prayed in public, you lifted your hands.
咁喺当时嘅文化，当你举起你嘅手嘅时候，特别系喺公众嘅地方嘅时候，就系讲你去祈祷。
So when you're in a temple.You're in a tabernacle, in a synagogue, people would stand, bring their petitions before the Lord, raising their hands together.
咁喺当时，当佢哋喺圣殿啊，喺会幕啊，或者系喺会堂里边嘅时候，咁啲人咧就会企起身，然后咧举起佢哋嘅手，一齐嘅嚟到去祈祷。
Singing praise, of course, is music.
咁唱赞用嘴唇嚟到去赞美嘅时候，当然就系讲到用音乐啦。
Of course, that's obvious, something extremely important, right?
咁當然呢個係亦都係極之嘅係重要嘅喺讚美喺敬拜裏邊。
Something about music that moves us, right? It enables us. You know, if you hear a huge pipe organ, you know, when somebody's playing it, it just shakes the room, right?
咁音樂特別咧，即係你會睇見有一啲嘅電琴，當佢哋彈到嘅時候咧，你會好似咧令到你係震動嘅。
Why is that so? Why is that so important?
點解咁緊要咧？呢啲都
listen. Praise is hard. Praise and adoration hard for us sinners. It's hard to do. Get that in your head. It's hard to do.
其實你知唔知對於我哋罪人嚟講咧，我哋要去讚美神咧係好難做嘅。
You see, it's easy to take notes. You take notes from sermon, take notes, or you listen to the sermon again on the website, you take notes. Simple, right?
咁好多時咧，我哋聽講道嘅時候，我哋會寫筆記，或者係我哋喺網上面去聽講道嘅時候，我哋寫筆記，呢啲係好簡單。
So suppose you took some notes and simple notes, you know, say, I'm going to start to praise God today.
或者咧，你可能咧，你寫筆記嘅時候，你會寫低你話啊，我今日開始咧要去讚美神。
And so you start.Think about his attributes. You know, God is sovereign. He is powerful, right?
咁你咧就開始去諗咧啊，神嗰個嘅有啲咩嘅特別，有神有啲咩嘅能力，佢嘅愛，佢嘅榮耀。
You ponder his love and his glory.
咁你咧去諗神嘅愛，諗到佢嘅榮耀。
But if you do that, you might still find it very hard.Very abstract, very mechanical to praise the Lord.
咁纵然你好似系咁样嘅去谂，但系可能咧，你都仍然会觉得咧，好似好抽象，好机械式。
And you get a little down, you get a little frustrated, and say, "I'm not feasting on the Lord. I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do, but I'm not feasting. I something missing. I'm not like at a feast. You know where I'm really enjoying this."
咁咧，可能咧，你話咧，我做曬咧所有嘢啦，但係咧，我都覺得咧，好似喺呢個讚美裏邊嘅時候，我唔覺得咧，好似有嗰個嘅好喜樂，好似喺度咧感覺到咧。
Do you know why？
知唔知點解咧
？It's hard. It's hard to adore. It's hard to praise.
咁佢講到咧，原來咧，其實對我哋嚟講咧，係好難嚟到去敬拜或者嚟到去讚美嘅。
I'll show you. Look at the Lord's Prayer. You know the famous Lord's Prayer. What does Jesus say first in the Lord's Prayer? He's praying to God the Father. Hallowed be Thy name.
我哋可以睇下耶穌去俾我哋嘅嗰個主禱文。咁佢開頭嘅時候佢點講啊？佢話願人都尊你嘅名為聖。
Notice Jesus did not say initially when you pray.Say, help me confess my sins.
咁喺呢一度，你睇下咧，当耶稣基督去同我哋讲嘅时候，佢一开头祈祷，佢唔系话咧啊神啊，去饶恕我哋嘅罪。
Jesus doesn't say initially in the Lord's Prayer, Lord, let me petition, help me.
或者咧，佢冇讲到咧，就系话到啊神啊，去让我去求神帮助我点样求。
No, you and I know because you can look it up in Matthew.Hallowed be thy name, it says.
但系你如果喺马太福音，你可以睇见就系一开头耶稣佢讲到喺个主祷文里边，佢就话啦，愿人都尊你嘅名为圣。
Now it's hard to see that because it's kind of archaic, right? Hallowed, we don't want to speak like that anymore. Hallowed be thy name. What is it saying?
咁可能咧，我哋喺呢度讲愿人都尊你为圣嘅名为圣喺呢一个咁嘅文字裏邊，我哋好難明白係啲乜嘢。
Well, as you'll see on slide 9, Jesus does not actually tell you to praise God. He actually asks you to ask God to help you to praise Him.
其實喺呢度耶穌佢講嘅咧，就唔係淨佢唔係咧，係叫你咧就話啊，你要去去讚美神，而佢喺度咧，佢就話咧，你應該咧去求神去幫你點樣嘅去讚美神。
When you pray the Lord's Prayer and you start and say, Hallowed be thy name, that means let it be that we praise you, Lord, help me.
他在这里当他讲愿人都尊你的名为圣的时候，其实他的意思就是说到呢，求神你去给我们能够去赞美你，好像你是这样的。
Let us praise you, Lord, please help me.
去教导帮助我们来到去赞美你。
He doesn't say, help us to confess our sins.
佢呢度冇講到話神啊，幫助我哋點教幫助我哋點樣嘅去認罪。
Because that's pretty straightforward. We can do that.
因為呢個好直接。
He doesn't say help me my petitions. We do that very, very, very well.
佢冇話到話神啊，幫助我哋點樣嘅去求，因為我哋好識得點樣去求。
No, Jesus considered the praise of God so hard that in the Lord's Prayer, in his the Lord's Prayer, he actually asked God to help to praise him.
反之在主祷文里面，他叫我们求的就话到去求神去帮助我们点样嘅去赞美神。
Now let's put it all together. With all that being said, what's the key? What's the key then to commune, to draw near to God so that we can be guided, right? How do we worship and praise him?
是的，咁当我哋系讲到咁嘅时候，咁边一个系一个嘅关键，能够去帮助到我哋可以去敬拜神、去赞美神，嚟到去亲近神呢？
Well, again, David tells us, Psalm 63:3, slide 10.
咁喺大卫佢喺诗篇嘅63篇第3节嗰度，佢咁样讲俾我哋听。
He's looking at the power and glory of what is the thing that decides, that is so much better than life.
佢喺呢度去睇见神嗰个能力同埋荣耀，系比佢嘅生命其他嘅嘢更好。
It's God's love.
佢喺度乜嘢系比我哋嘅生命更加好咧？佢话系神嘅爱。But
again, that's why you gotta, you know, if you learn the Hebrew behind it, it will help you. It's like watching TV in color versus black and white.
咁如果你能够明白佢嗰希伯来文嗰个意思嘅时候咧，你就会明白得更加嘅清楚。If
you have an old King James version, or if you're reading the Chinese version, which we use, it's based on the King James version, you'll know that it's translated steadfast love or loving kindness.
咁如果你喺嗰度睇嘅时候咧，我哋中文我哋嘅翻译就系话系慈爱，或者咧就系讲神坚定坚固嘅爱。
It's a unique word, and it's a word that I've mentioned several times before in other sermons. It's that word hesed.
咁呢一个爱嗰个字咧，我哋以前都曾经讲过，就系hesed呢个字，就系讲到神嗰个嘅爱。
It's a word that means loyal love, strong love, unmovable love.
呢个爱字佢包含嘅，佢就讲到系一个好有忠心嘅爱。佢话系一个好强烈嘅爱，系一个咧唔会被摇动嘅爱。
Or as it's popularly translated, unconditional love.
或者咧，好多人佢哋会翻译嘅就系话到一个无条件嘅爱。
It actually means the love God gives you regardless of what danger is ahead for him.
佢讲到神呢个爱系咩话？佢话神将佢呢个爱俾我哋系不管有几咁嘅危险。That's
that word, hesed.
Hesed 呢个字就系咁解嗰个爱。It literally means
love that's willing to put itself into danger.
佢就系话到呢个爱就系话到佢愿意嘅将自己甚至摆喺一个好危险嘅地步。
It's unmovable, no matter what. I will love you, says God.
这个爱是不会被摇动的，就算没有人去爱我，仍然会爱你。
And the psalmist David says, I know God has promised to love me no matter what, but that's the thing that really, that's the thing I need. That's the thing that will get me to adore him.
他在这里就好像大卫所说，他说我知道神去应许，他要爱我，无论是怎样，这个就是可以叫我能够去继续不断地来敬拜神。
And so what is David thinking about when he's adoring God and thinking about this kind of love, that this hesed kind of love?
究竟大卫当他来到敬拜神的时候，他这么说的时候，他是在想什么呢？
Well, he knows there are all kinds of fascinating things, but kind of obscure promises, right? Because he only has like part of the picture. We have the full picture, right?
他在这里可能他知道有很多令人很迷人的东西，或者是有一些很不切实际的一些应许。
Well, Genesis 15 helps us in understanding David's perspective here. Abraham says, how do I know you're going to bless me?
我想大卫他都看到，他明白，就好像在创世纪15章那里这么说，亚伯拉罕他说，那我怎样知道神你是会去祝福我呢？
You know, Abraham's like us. He asked God, you know, how do I know that you really love me?
亚伯拉罕跟我们一样，都是可能我们很多时候会想的，那我怎样知道你是爱我呢？
You know, God, how do I know you're not going to just get tired of me and leave?
你怎样可以知道神啊，你不会厌倦我而离开我呢？
And for those of you who are familiar with Genesis 15 and Abraham's narrative, you know what God's answer was? Cut up some animals.
如果你是熟悉创世纪第15章的时候，神怎样回应亚伯拉罕啊？他叫亚伯拉罕 將一啲嘅動物擺到去佢嗰度嚟到去劈開。
And in the narrative, Abraham does that. He cuts the animal in half and puts the pieces out in the field.
咁喺嗰段經文裏邊，佢講到亞伯拉罕就將到要擺喺面前嘅嗰啲動物擺到喺嗰度，將佢哋劈開，然後將佢點樣嘅擺好。
And then miraculously, suddenly God comes down, right? He comes down in the form of a smoking pot, a burning torch.
咁然後佢話到咧，神點樣嘅臨到啊？佢話好似冒煙嘅爐並燒著嘅火把。
There's a theophany, right? God comes and he passes between the pieces of the dead animal.
咁而神咧就從呢啲嘅肉塊當中嚟到去經過。
And he says, Abraham, my friend, I promise to bless you.
咁佢喺呢度，神同佢講，佢話：亞伯拉罕，我嘅朋友，我應許嘅嚟到去祝福你。
And Abraham's speechless. He's incredibly amazed.
亞伯拉罕當時佢無言以對。
And David knew his Old Testament. He knows Genesis 15.
大衛佢好熟悉呢啲嘅經文，佢好熟悉喺創世記第十五章所講嘅。
And he knows in that day, if you walk through dead animals, you're taking an oath, and you're saying, I promise to do what I said, or else I'd be like this dead animal.
喺當時嘅文化，佢哋明白到知道就係話到，當如果一個人佢係經過呢啲嘅死咗嘅動物嗰度去喺嗰度發一個誓嘅時候，即係話佢哋所講嘅嘢就係話到，我應許去做我所應承咗嘅嘢。如果唔係，我就會好似呢啲被切開嘅一塊塊嘅動物咁樣。
And of course, that has so much meaning for us who know the entire picture. We who have the New Testament as well.
咁當今日我哋去有新約聖經嘅時候，我哋更加嘅去明白整個嘅圖畫。
It's God coming down and saying, "I'm going to bless you even if I have to die."
今日我哋知道神去嚟臨到當中，佢話到佢話，我嚟到去祝福你哋，就算我要去面對死亡。
That's hesed, steadfast love. That's what David knows. That's what he needs to adore God.
呢個就係嗰個嘅愛，呢一個嘅堅固嘅愛，我哋所知道嘅，以致我哋能夠去敬拜神。
Do you realize how much better we're in a position to know that today?
你知唔知今日其實我哋所處嘅時間係更加嘅可以去明白到咧？
David is a great worshiper, right? He's praising the Lord, right? He only has a shadowy picture of what is to be.
大衛佢係一個常常敬畏神嘅人，但係喺當時嚟講，佢其實可能只不過係見到我哋所見到嘅影子。
How much greater should our adoration be for the Lord when we have the entire picture?
但係今日當我哋能夠睇見整篇嘅圖畫嘅時候，我哋嘅敬拜係咪應該要更加嘅深咧？
Because we know there's another king greater than David who came.
因為我哋認識有一個神比大衛係更加大嘅王。
Who was driven out in the wilderness, out of the city gates, out of the city, out of the walls, on Golgotha.
佢被驅逐出到去呢個城門以外呢個嘅各各他。
Driven out.For you,
佢为到我哋嘅缘故系被驱出去。
The scriptures make absolutely he had no sin. He does it for you.
喺圣经里边讲过，佢话佢系无罪嘅，但佢为我哋嚟到承担呢啲罪。
You know, outside the city gates in the wilderness, it's next to the garbage heap.
喺呢一个嘅城门以外。
And that king goes to the cross.He sees God and his wrath come down upon him and says, I'm going to rejoice because this will save my people.
他在这里他说到他在城门以外他是去到神是将他的怒气是放在他上面。
That's steadfast love. Unconditional love.
他背负了这个咒诅的十架。这个就给我们看到是这个神给我们那个坚固的爱。
God poured out all his wrath of eternal justice on Jesus, right?
神将他的怒气淋在他身上。
And as we gaze upon that, we too, like David, can truly worship him.
当我哋系睇到咁嘅时候，我哋都可以好似大卫咁样，真正嘅嚟到去敬拜神。
You know, if you just adore God in general, it's going to be mechanical. It's going to be mechanical.
如果我哋去敬拜神，只不过系好似好公式化嘅时候，咁你就会你就会系觉得好公式嘅。
But if you try to find, and you will find, his power, glory, grace, mercy, wisdom on the cross, as you reflect on that today as we go to the Lord's table, you'll begin to adore him.
但是如果我们来到去寻求，去看神那个的能力，神的荣耀，祂的恩典，祂的怜悯的时候，我们就可以经历到这个，那个敬拜。
You can't, you will not be able to help and follow him, right? You won't be able to hold back. You will follow him.
你就唔会去退缩，你会去跟随佢。
But you have to be at the feast. Your soul has to feast on the hesed love.
但系你嘅心里边，你要去睇到神俾你嘅嗰个经历神嗰个爱。
And that means you're going to have to do the valuation, the appraisal of the value of that.
你要常常的来到去思想到去评估到神那个的价值。
You know, let me just say in closing some things about the feelings, because we're looking at God's guidance and that sometimes distorts things about our feelings, our promptings.
那在结束的时候，我也都想讲到就是我们的感觉，很多时候我们看神那个引领的时候，我们会看到讲到感觉这件事。
God will show you things.Right, he can do what he wants in any way, right?
神可以做佢要做嘅嘢，神亦都可以指示我哋。
But those promptings come after you pray, after you seek the Lord's will, after you know His revealed will.
但系咧，我哋嘅感觉咧系要系喺我哋咧真系去祈祷去求神嘅时候之后，我哋先至会有呢感觉。
Those promptings come after you draw near to Him.
神当我哋咧去。神几时指示我哋咧？就系当我哋咧去亲近神之后
，and commune with God, like the psalmist does in Psalm 63.
我哋要同神有一个沟通，就好似诗人喺诗篇63篇咁样。
And your feelings don't contradict God's revealed will in His Word.
同埋当我哋讲到感觉嘅时候，呢样嘢系唔会同神向我哋所显示佢嘅旨意咧，系有呢个相违背嘅。
So you don't ever set your feelings over against obedience.
所以你唔会咧系将你嗰个嘅感觉咧系同神可同信服神咧系有一个嘅对抗。
Because your feelings can be wrong.
因为有阵时我哋当我哋讲我哋嘅感觉嘅时候，我哋嘅感觉有阵时系错嘅。
So you can't take your strong promptings automatically that it's God's will.
所以我哋唔可以咧，净系有我哋自己觉得嗰样嘢嘅时候咧，我哋就话呢一样嘢就系神嗰个嘅旨意。
Because you and I don't know that，
因为有我哋唔知道。
But the closer you get to God, the deeper you go with Him, then the more and more you'll be able to trust those promptings。
但系当如果我哋系同神系越嚟越亲密嘅时候，我哋能够同神嘅同行系更深嘅时候咧，我哋就可以咧能够去相信。我哋所得到嘅一啲嘅指示
，because as you'll see, if George gets shine up Psalm 25:14 again, verse 14, the psalmist says, "The secret of the Lord is with them that fear Him."
因为喺诗篇第嗰度第十四节嗰度，佢讲到佢话耶和华与敬畏佢嘅人亲密，佢会将佢自己嘅约去指示佢哋。
So who gets the guidance?
咁系乜嘢？边一个可以得到神嗰个嘅指示咧
？One, the one who thinks because they are saturated in the Word of God. That's number one.
第一样嘢就话到系嗰啲嘅人，去让神嘅话语嚟到去渗透佢哋嘅心。
The one who's humbled by God and who trusts and obeys Him.
第二个就话嗰啲嘅谦卑嘅人，佢去信靠同埋信服神。
Who's willing to follow the revealed will of God first?
佢哋愿意嘅去跟随神向佢哋所显示嘅嗰个。
And finally, the one who's relaxed, who trusts the Lord because they know all the ways of God are loving and faithful to those who obey his commands.
第四样嘢就系佢话到我哋可以去放松落嚟嘅。佢话点解？佢话因为咧，佢话耶和华咧要以慈爱诚实嚟到去待嗰啲咧遵守佢嘅约同埋佢嘅法度嘅人。
On the last slide, slide 11, I have Psalm 57:2. That's a great place where the psalmist says, I cry out to God Most High, to God who fulfills his purposes for me.
在这里我们看见诗篇第57篇第二节，诗人他这样讲，他说我要求告至高的神，就是为我成全诸事的神。
Do you know what that means?
那是什么意思呢？
The Lord is out for your holiness and happiness.
他说其实神是为到我们的圣洁和为到我们的喜乐。
It's because you're the work of his art.
我们是神手上面的工作。
You, Christian, are the work of art by the designer God.
他说我们基督徒是神这个设计者他手上面所做的这件艺术品。
He treasures you. He's preparing a way for you.
他去看重我们，他为我们预备了道路。
Despite your sinfulness, you can't mess up your life.
纵然我们是犯罪，但我们不可以令到我们自己的生命一塌糊涂。
You're not on plan B. You are on plan A.
我们不是神的 B 计划，我们是在神的 A 计划里面。
Even if you've been stupid in the past.
纵然在过去我们可能是很愚蠢。
And that's the reason the psalmist is able to say, that's my father. That's my father. You know, the one who's in charge of everything.
这个就是诗人他所说的，他说这个就是我的天父，这个就是那一位统管万有的。
And he performs all things for me.
他所作的这一切都是为了我。
And he guides the humble in his way.
他去引领指示那些谦卑的人。
So will you submit to him and be humble?
我们愿不愿意去谦卑我们自己呢？
Will you today do the things that Psalm 25 is laying out for you?
你愿不愿意做好像诗篇第25篇里面所讲的呢？
Let's pray.
让我们一起去祈祷。
Lord, it's such an understatement that we need guidance today.
神啊，当然我们是需要明白神你自己的引导。
There's a host of things that are confusing, and we need your wisdom.
有很多的事可能我们都会很混乱，我们需要神你自己的智慧。
And so help us to put into practice what has been shown today in Psalm 25 and Psalm 63.
神去帮助我们明白我们所今天所看到诗篇25篇和63篇里面我们有一个正确的明白。
You'll be glorified and our lives will be better.
他叫我们去
And the church will be able to move forward.
帮助我们教会以致我们能够可以向前进。
So we ask all of that in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
我们奉耶稣基督的名求。